Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is, Don't Dwell on the Past. Based on our reading from Isaiah 43, especially these two verses, Thus says the Lord, Remember not the former things. Don't consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I encourage you to follow your sermon outline, the purple insert, as we consider our theme, Don't Dwell on the Past. How often have you said or heard somebody else say things like this? Don't dwell on the past. Let it go. It's time to move on. Forgive and forget. I'm sure most of you remember that terrible tragedy that occurred on November 5th, 2009 in Fort Hood, Texas, the military base, when a lone gunman took many innocent lives. It was well publicized. But did you know on that same day, another man took a pistol and went into an Orlando, Florida engineering firm that had fired him in 2007. He shot several employees and killed one before he surrendered to the police. And as he was being let out of the building in handcuffs, a reporter asked him, why? And this is what he said. Because they left me to rot. He could not let it go. He could not move on. He could not forgive and forget. He could not quit dwelling on the past. It's human nature, isn't it? It's human nature for each of us to dwell on the past. How strange it is then today in our sermon text from Isaiah, the prophet who so often calls us to remember God's mighty works of old, today tells us, remember not the former things. That is to say, he tells us to forget the things of the past. He tells us to not dwell on the past. Why? Verse 19, God gives us his answer, where God says, Behold, I am doing a brand new thing. What does this mean? The people that Isaiah is addressing are a beaten down people. They are people who have been forcibly taken from their homes in Judah and exiled to a foreign hostile land called Babylon. They've lost their king. They've lost their homeland. They've lost their temple. They've lost their freedom. They have lost their hope. They feel like God has forsaken them. All they seem to have to hold on to is the past. When God seemed near and everything seemed good. You and I hold on to the same kind of things. When things get tough, we remember and hold on to the good times. The former things. The good old days. Yet here God, through the prophet Isaiah, tells these people of Judah not to dwell on the things of the past. The specific former things that he's referring to here is the event of the Exodus. A glorious time for the Hebrew people, some 500 years earlier, when Moses, that great spokesman of God, stood up to Pharaoh and said those immortal words, Let my people go. And they left Egypt. And they left slavery. They left and went through the desert to their new home, the promised land. Now, most people would say this was the single most important event in the history of this nation. But Isaiah says, forget about it. Don't remember the things of old. Why would God tell a discouraged people not to dwell on those good old days? Again, listen to verse 19 of the text. God says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing." This new thing that God refers to is His plan to end their exile in Babylon and bring them home to their homeland of Judah. In effect, God's saying to them, if you think the exodus from Egypt was a great thing, just wait till you see what I'm going to do for you now. You ain't seen nothing yet. Listen again to verses 18 and 19 of the text. Isaiah, God says to the prophet Isaiah, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? The wonders of the past, God says, can't hold a candle to the wonders of God's future. It's time for the people to quit dwelling on the past, whether that be the exodus from Egypt or their captivity in Babylon. It's time for people to look forward to God's future and see what God has in store for them. My friends, the same thing can be said for you and me. You know what's coming next, don't you? Here's where I quit preaching and start meddling. There are some things in your life that need to be laid aside. There are some past hurts that need to be let go. If you are going to move fully into God's future for you, it's time to quit dwelling on the past. The prophet Jeremiah said it well when God said these words through him, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a future and a hope." Not dwelling on the past, but focusing on God's future can make a big difference in our lives. Just ask Clara Barton. Clara Barton is that wonderful nurse and teacher who started the Red Cross Agency. Clara Barton one day was preparing for a party and she was making up a guest list with a friend, and this friend was shocked to see the name of a certain woman on her guest list. She said, "Clara, I can't believe that you would invite her. Don't you remember the awful thing she did to you?" And Clara Barton responded, "No, I distinctly remember forgetting all about that." The great Civil War general Robert E. Lee, who fought for the losing side, the Southern Confederate States, was a dear Christian man who refused to bear a grudge. Even after the terribleness of the American Civil War, he worked for peace and reconciliation. One day in Lexington, Virginia, a lady pointed out to him the scarred remains of her prized giant oak tree in her front yard had been stripped of every limb, every leaf by enemy artillery and bullets. She was consumed over her bitterness because of this tree. Every day she was consumed with her anger, what had happened in the past. And she thought that General Lee would share her outrage. When Lee finally spoke, he said these words to her, "Cut the tree down, dear woman. Cut it down and forget it." Are there things in your life that you need to cut down and forget? Are there things in your past that you're dwelling upon that are preventing you from moving into God's future? Why are you hanging on to these things? What good? Are you listening? What good does your dwelling on the past do for you? Listen again to God's word to a despondent, exiled people living in a self-made prison of dwelling on the past. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, God says, I am doing a brand new thing. Consider these wonderful words from St. Paul, Philippians 3:13. Paul writes, one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Did you know that Almighty God has forgotten all your sins of the past, and He no longer dwells on them? This is absolutely true for any person who has put their simple, humble faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father in heaven doesn't dwell on your sins anymore. Listen to these next portions of Scripture, which is God's good promises to sinners like you and me. Romans 8, verse 1. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. By the way, that's another passage that's going to be in my funeral service. Last week, Luke 15, verse 20. When the son was afar off, the father went running. This one. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. To be in Christ Jesus means to belong to Him, to have put your trust in Him for your salvation, to have been baptized into His name, to be His child by faith. The Holy Scripture says, when you are in Christ, there is no condemnation. Forgiven for your sins at Jesus' cross, you are no longer condemned for them. They are washed away. Almighty God has forgotten and forgiven your sins. God no longer dwells on your sinful past. Now, if you feel unforgiven, it is now only you that needs to forgive yourself. It is time to let go of that sin and that guilt of sin that Almighty God has paid for and has forgiven and has forgotten. Isaiah 43:25, the Lord says, I, even I, am He who blots out your transgressions and remembers your sins no more. Did you get that? When you were in Christ Jesus, God doesn't even remember your sins anymore. Why should you keep holding on to them? Again, from Isaiah 43, remember not the former things. Psalm 103, verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, declares the Lord, so far have I removed your sins from you. How far is the east from the west? A contemporary Christian song says, the east is as far from the west as one scarred hand from the other. That's that song's way of saying when Jesus' hands were nailed and scarred on Calvary's cross, as He paid for your sins and thank God for mine, He separated your sins from you as far as the east is from the west. That is a distance of forever. God no longer dwells in our sins, and neither should you. Lastly, Isaiah 1:18, though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be like wool. From scarlet to white as winter snow. From crimson to as white as lamb's wool. This is yet another way of God telling us when we are in Christ Jesus, our sins are forgiven. They are forgotten by Almighty God. In Christ Jesus, Almighty God has forgiven you. My friends, please, today, forgive yourselves and extend forgiveness to that person in your life you know needs to be forgiven. It's time for each of us to remove from the crayon box of our lives the crimson crayon, the scarlet crayon, and replace them only with white crayons to color our lives and the lives of others with God's forgiveness. In the words of Isaiah, remember not the former things. In a book entitled, and if you're wondering, we've rounded third and we're heading toward home in this sermon, our final story. In a book entitled, Will Daylight Come?, the author shares a story that teaches a lesson how past sins and holding on to them can enslave us, and how forgiveness can set us free. A little boy was visiting his grandparents, and his grandparents gave him his first slingshot. A slingshot is a toy with elastic bands. You can bring it back, and it can fire projectiles like rocks or other things. I see some smiles, Brock. Do you have a slingshot? Maybe you see where this story's going. Well, this little boy practiced trying to hit targets out in the field, but he could never hit a target. But one day, he was in his grandma's backyard, and he spied grandma's pet duck. He thought, what the heck? So he loaded up the slingshot, and bam! He hit the duck, and the duck fell dead. It's easy for you to laugh. You're not the duck. The boy panicked. He tried to hide the dead duck under a woodpile in the backyard, but his sister Sally was watching the whole thing. After lunch that day, Grandma said, Sally, please help Grandma by washing all the dishes. But Sally whispered to her brother Johnny, remember the duck. Remember the duck. So Johnny washed all the dishes. Later, Grandpa asked the children if they wanted to go fishing with them. But Grandma said, no, I need Sally to help me clean the house and prepare supper. Sally smiled and whispered to Johnny, remember the duck. So Johnny stayed home and did all of the chores. After several days of being Sally's slave, Johnny couldn't take it any longer. He confessed to Grandma that he killed the duck. I know, Johnny, said Grandma. I was standing at the window and I saw the whole thing. Because I love you, I have already forgiven you. But I was wondering how long you were going to let your guilt and your sister make you a slave. My friends, because of Jesus' death and resurrection, because He has paid for your sins, they are forgiven. Almighty God has been standing at the window. He knows who you are. He knows what you've done. And He loves you. And He has forgiven you. Don't let your sins enslave you any longer. Don't believe the devil. Don't believe your own heart. Don't believe any other voice when they whisper to you, remember the duck. In Jesus' name, I say to you, your sins are forgiven. Don't dwell on the past. Remember not the former things. Let's live now in God's future. In the name of Jesus. Amen.